This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Now, when we are asking Allah Azza wa Jal, then we should know that there are times when shaitan will come and he'll try and stop us from doing our ibadah. We know dua is ibadah. And there are many moments when shaitan will try and first make us not perform the ibadah. That's number one. And if it ever happens that we are in the ibadah, he'll try and make us do less of that ibadah, of that worship. And if we're ever making plenty of that ibadah, he's got another trick up his sleeve. So let me explain that to you. The first thing that shaitan will do to you is say to you that you wanting to sit there making a dua to Allah, asking him for something specific, and you think God's going to give it to you, you sinner. Now the thing is, shaitan's going to do is he's going to make you feel like you're the worst sinner. He's going to say to you, don't you remember what you did? Don't you remember, you munafiq, you hypocrite, you sinner? Oh my God, how are you going to get that dua accepted? He plays. He makes us feel so low. That's why you find a lot of people in the family, you know, they'll, you know, when they need something, they go up to the, you know, to the ammijan, to the mummy, and they say, Mom, can you make a dua for me, please? Mom, I want to get this job. Can you make dua for me, please? Now, there's nothing wrong in you going to your mother, beloved mother, and asking her to make dua. And the only reason why you're going to her is because she's always doing her salah. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, she's always doing her nafal rakats. She's always doing her little Quran. She's always on it. You know what I'm saying? She's always on it. Guys, get a hint, yeah? He's always on it. That's why, then, Mom, can you make dua for me? Whether it's your uncle, your auntie, your brother, sister, whoever it is, you can ask them to make dua for you. However, who's telling you as a sinner that you can't get your dua answered when you're a sinner? Who said that? It was only Allah Azza wa Jal that you know, it's Allah Azza wa Jal that is waiting for us to answer our calls, even though we're sinners. And it's only shaitan that wants to play with our minds that keep us away from that. Let me explain that. Shaitan will do his absolute best to make you feel so low that you don't go back to Allah. And he's won over you. If you listen to him at that time, he's won over you. He's got you. He has got you. Why? Because shaitan wants you to back off and he wants to make you weaker and weaker in your iman. But the real fact is that Allah Azza wa Jalla, he's waiting for you. How do we know that? A hadith in Bukhari, in Muslim, where Allah Azza wa Jalla, he says, imagine, you know, when we sin, look, we're all sinners here. Guys, don't get me wrong. We're all sinners here. Every single person in this world, we're all sinners. The only people that haven't sinned are the prophets, alayhim salatu wasalam. So if you're feeling that you're a sinner, well, we're all sinners. And we all need to go to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Now, if you've sinned, your sins could be the height of a house. It could be the height of, I don't know, a tower block or something like that. But in this hadith, Allah says what? He says, Yabna Adam, O son of Adam, لَوْ بَلَغَتْ ذُنُوبُكَ عَنَانَ السَّمَاءِ. If your sins were to reach the limits of the sky, imagine your sins were to be piled up from the earth, one on top of the other. Allah piles them up, and then they reach the limits of the sky. Allah says, "Thumma da'awtani," and then you come to me. La tushriku bi shay'a, where you don't associate partners with me. You make du'a to me. You come to me. Thumma da'awtani. You make du'a to me. غَفَرْتُ لَكَ وَلَا أُبَالِي. I will forgive you and I won't even mind what you did. Subhanallah. I'll forgive you, meaning that you've got sins to the limits of the sky, and Allah's saying that, look, make dua to me. Allah's telling us. He's waiting for us.